Раньше звучал один такой вопрос, что, что делать, когда тебе постоянно дьявол напоминает твои грехи. И стихотворение, которое я собираюсь рассказать, оно говорит о том, что Иисус Христос, Он в мир пришел не для того, чтобы наши грехи чтобы наши грехи спрятать, но для того, чтобы их redeem them. И нам перед дьяволом не нужно наши грехи стараться прятать, но просто уповать на Христа. With Satan, my accuser, near, my spirit trembled when I saw the Lord in majesty appear and heard the language of the law. In vain I wished and strove to hide the tattered, filthy rags I wore, while my fierce foe, insulting, cried, "See what you've trusted in before." Struck dumb and left without a plea, I heard my gracious Savior say, "No, Satan, I the sinner free. I died to take his sin away. This is a brand which I in love to save from wrath and sin design. In vain your accusations prove, I answer all and call him mine." At his rebuke, the tempter fled. Then Christ removed my filthy dress. "Poor sinner, take this robe," he said. "It is your Savior's righteousness. And know, a crown of life for me appeared, that I might thus my head adorn. I thought no shame or suffering hard, but wore for you a crown of thorn." Oh, how I heard those gracious words. They broke and healed my heart at once, constrained me to become the Lord's and all my idol gods renounce. As for Satan, he has lost his aim. Against this brand his threats are vain. Jesus has plucked it from the flame, and who shall put it in again? Amen.